In a world where tiny owl knits is more popular than fish and chips, this is the News Nest.
Hello, Allies. Welcome to the second episode of the News Nest. This is Sparrow. As always, I want to start by congratulating this week's winners of Free Pattern Friday. There was a whole handful of winners this week. The sandwich winners were Tally Cat, Mrs. Ozzy, and Girly Sarah. Congratulations very much for being so chatty and lovely. And the winning me went to our lovely very own Lanair. Congratulations, everyone. And we look forward to seeing you guys back for next week's FPF. There's not a whole lot of news from this past week going around the Tiny Elements community. I do want to remind everyone that there is still time to sign up for the Valentine's Day swap. If you would like to swap with us, we'd love to have you. There's also still time to get in your hoot to be entered in the drawing for the Holiday Motherlode giveaway. In case you missed it last week, the Motherlode is every single Tiny Owl Knits pattern to date, and she is giving away one Motherlode for this Christmas season. If you'd like to join in with that, the thread will be linked in the show notes. You just have to go to the thread and type the word hoot, and you will be entered. Also, I just noticed just now, this is breaking news, I just noticed that, I'm going to mess up your Ravelry username, I'm so sorry. An ally named Kaylin9 has posted that Zazzle, which is an online and internet store, they are running a huge sale going on today, and Tiny Owl Knits has a little store there in Zazzle where you can get all kinds of cool goodies. So if you would like to go and save some money and get some cool Tiny Owl Knits swag, you can. I will have that linked in the show notes as well. The coupon code is FINALHOLIDAY, all one word. So there is that. And for the rest of the news section today, since there wasn't really a whole lot of news going around this week, I want to do something a little bit interesting. There's a lot of new allies all the time. There's tons of people always joining, which is awesome. We love having new members. But sometimes it's hard to kind of know where to go because the group is so big. So what I'm going to do today is a tour of Talkland. That's what I'm doing. When you first join Tiny Owl Knits group, you are taken to the main group page, which has, you know, Stephanie's lovely greeting and the picture of all the little thumbnail pictures of all of her designs right there across the top. Well, right across the top of the page on the right-hand side are 9 tabs. One of them, the first one says overview, the second one says discussion, etc. If you click on the third one, it's bold and it says 11 pages. And those are the pages that our lovely mod Sarah Jin has made for us. And in the pages, you will find all kinds of information about how to help you navigate Tiny Owl Knits, the group, and as well as help for some of the designs. The first two pages are help for the Beekeeper's Quilt, which I know a lot of people are really interested in. There's colorwork charts, there's tips on how to change things, there's ideas about if you don't want to stuff them. There's tons and tons and stuff in those first two pages. From there, we've got a page that is tips for the Ships and Seaside Cowl. We've got a page that is one of my favorites. It's called the Talk Lexicon. And what it is, it's a dictionary of all the special words or phrases that we've kind of come up with in the group. For instance, I talk about the chat hole. I talked about it last time in the first episode. The chat hole is what we call our chat room. Tiny Owl Knits named it the chat hole back in October. So, but yeah, anything that you see around that you don't understand, definitely check the lexicon page because it's more than likely there's a definition in there. Right down beyond that, there's a page that has tips for the tiny violet hand puff. Then there is a page that is just kind of a collection of little poems and thoughts that people have posted in the past that we found inspiring. There's a page that has recipes that allies have posted. There is a page for technical help. If you are not, if you're wanting to know, like, maybe how do you go about winding one of those little minis for the beekeeper's quilt? How do you go about winding one of those? Or how do you go about adding beads to your knitting or things like that? You can find all sorts of technical help. I know our mod, our one of our mods, Pauline, has a video in there on how to felt the little tiny flowers for the hand puff. So that's always helpful too. Right below that page, we have a humongous page that is all about tips for the wristies or the little cuffs. You know, there's the white robin wristies, the meow mitts, the sweet robin wristies, the baby lamb cuffs, and the catching butterflies. We had a big knit along not too long ago, so we have a really nice size page now full of good information on help for those. Then the last page in there is a page of tips for the Orchids and Fairy Lights hat. We've had several knit alongs for that, and people are kind of always knitting it. So, just hop right in there anytime you see a knit along for that. So that is the pages. Like I said, they're always being added to. They're constantly being updated, so it's always good to check those out every now and again. They will definitely help you find your way around. And then if you go back to the main Tiny Owl Knits page, you'll see several other tabs across the top. One thing that I want to point out, because everyone's always asking me where I find this, if you click on the tab that says members, you will be taken to a page that lists all of the members. There's 5,541 members in our group. It's awesome. Then, right underneath the top where it shows the 5,541 members, you will see four little underlined buttons that you can click on. The first one is how many members are online. The next one says post statistics. If you click on post statistics, you will be taken to a chart that will show you who has been the most chatty in the last 30 days. I like to post that chart every now and again because I'm usually up near the top, and people are always asking me where I find that chart. So that's where I find the chart, guys. It's right underneath the tab that says members, and you'll see that right now I'm number two. I'll have to go and talk to some people and remedy that. So that is kind of a quick tour of some things that will be helpful. There are three stickied tabs at the top of the discussion group and in the discussion pages. The first sticky thread is just the welcome, where you can go and be, introduce yourself and be welcomed into the group. And the second one right now is for Hexapuff. If you are doing the Beekeeper's Quilt, it's called Hexapuff Help. You can go there. It also has the two help pages that I was talking about before. They are also linked at the top of that page. So you can go to that thread. There's all kinds of help in there. And ideas and things to change it. So there you go. There's your tour of Talkland. So this week for the interview of a member, everyone voted either Tiny Owl Knits or myself. And unfortunately, Stephanie is on vacation this week, so I guess I'm interviewing myself. I feel really silly, but I asked you guys to post questions that you wanted me to answer, and you did, so I will just jump right into that. Stephanie Sows asked the question, "What is your favorite talk project and why?" I always waver because every time she comes out with a new one, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's my favorite. I love it. Right now, I'm so obsessed with the Moss and Bluebell scarf. I think it's amazing. But if I had to pick one tried and true favorite, I would say it would have to be the Beekeeper's Quilt. That's what brought me to the group. I never would have found the group had that design not been put out. And the group has given me a whole bunch of fantastic friends. So I credit it all back to the design of the Beekeeper's Quilt. So that's definitely my favorite project. The next question that was here was entered by Ladybug. She asked, "What kinds of yarn or fibers do you like?" I'm kind of a newish knitter. I've been knitting for almost a year now, and I haven't really had a chance to try a whole lot. I will say that I love alpaca. I really, really, really love alpaca. I got to go to an alpaca festival this summer, and or actually it was in the fall, I'm sorry, this fall. And I fell in love with the fiber then. As far as weight or anything, I knit a lot of Hexapuffs, so I use a lot of sock weight yarn. And I knit a lot of toys too, because I have a daughter and I have lots of younger nieces and nephews. So, I knit a lot of toys and they're usually sock weight. So I use a lot of fingering weight yarn. The next question was from Karina Lane, who asked, "How did you find out about Tok?" Again, I kind of already answered that. I'm sorry. It goes back to the beekeeper's quilt. I had actually already had two of her designs in my favorites. The Catching Butterflies mitt and the Woodland Hoodlet, but I had never really, I mean, they were just kind of in there. I mean, I just found them one day, tossed them in my favorites and never really thought about them again. But when I saw the beekeeper's quilt, I could not get it out of my head. It's an amazing design, and that led me to the group. So, and then actually, when I found the group, doing a little bit more, digging or stalking, I found out that Stephanie is also a musician and realized that I had already heard of her because I had been listening to her music before I ever started knitting. So that was cool for me. Okay, the last question that's on here is from Loch Knits Monster, and she asks if I am a process or product knitter. I thought about this all night because I don't know the answer. I think I'm probably considered a product knitter because I don't really, I don't know how to explain this. I see things that are really cool and I think to myself, oh, I really want one of those. I don't think I really want to knit that. I just think, oh, I really want a Moss and Bluebell scarf. But I do enjoy the process, and I can't go a day without knitting something. And if my hands are not doing anything, I go and find some needles. So I don't know. I think I'm probably a mix of both, but I'll leave that up to you guys to decide what you would consider me. So what I would like to do next week is I'm going to take there was one other person that a couple of you asked to be interviewed. But wasn't anywhere near the overwhelming asking for Tiny Owl Knits or myself. So I'm going to get a hold of the other person that you guys had asked for and see if they will be the interview for next week. And if they agree, then I will post who that is so that you can ask more questions on the thread there. Badger's mama has kindly sent me another limerick for this week, and this one, it's so exciting, guys. It has two stanzas. That's right, you heard it here first. Two stanzas. So here it is by our very own Badger's mama. Turn then, sweet owly, your ear to tales of the end of the year. All hardship and woe forever shall go in the wake of our good owly cheer. Pre-Tokmas our cards have been sent to alleys for whom they were meant, indicative of the greatest of love and becoming my favorite event. Thank you very much, Anna. That was really, really cool. That is all I have for today. I am sorry that this episode is quite a bit shorter. There just was not a whole lot going on around the community this week. So, hopefully, I'll have more to talk about next week, and I will see you all then. Thank you.